Masculists are abolitionists who see man's slavery as literally 1,000 times worse a problem than was Negro slavery in the early 1800s in the US, given the numbers. There were several million Negro slaves in the US in the slave period, and there are several billion man slaves in the world today who need to be liberated by masculist ideas, hence the power and importance of masculism, which has the potential to change deeply the daily lives of several billion men. Slavery, by definition, is working for someone else for free. This is what a manslave does for a fluffy. He works for her, and he is not paid by her. The most common objection to the above fluffy manslave analysis is that someone has to raise the next generation. So how does child raising fit in with the masculist push for the fipping of women, for the creation of a fip society, so that men can be freed from man's slavery, from divorce rape, from forced fathering, and other awful gender crimes that women commit against men? Yes, the next generation of kids has to be raised. Otherwise, we wipe ourselves out as a species, which is what we are currently doing, given current birth rates that are now well below the replacement rate of 2.1 children per woman. According to GPT-5, the birth rate of women in Shanghai in 2024 was 0.6 children per woman. So the crash in the birth rate is the most pressing existential threat to humanity that exists, greater than a nuclear holocaust or global warming. Since with the latter two, humanity will survive to some extent. But with a mathematical certainty, if the birth rate remains well below replacement rate, then simple math says that we wipe ourselves out totally. So what do the masculists propose on how to get the birth rate back to replacement rate so that humanity does not wipe itself out? The concrete suggestion made by the masculists is called the MCT, that is, the Mother Career Timeline, which is a proposal to enable women to be both mothers and to be FIPs, to satisfy two criteria, namely to raise the next generation and to not be fluffy parasites of men. The MCT for an upper middle class woman who gets a master's degree in a career competent field would go as follows. She gets her master's at age 23. She works in her well-paid profession for 3 years to gain experience and create contacts. During this time, she marries and has her first kid at age 27 and her second at 29. That is, she has fulfilled her civic duty to reproduce the next generation. Once the second kid is off to kindergarten at age 4, she returns to her career at age 33. She has had her two kids before the age of 30, since it is now known that a third of women have fertility problems by the age of 30. So it's important that she has her babies in her 20s. The masculists are pushing for the idea that it is the duty of the whole culture, that is the taxpayers, that the young mother be paid a maternity wage equal to her annual earnings before motherhood, so that the income level of the family does not halve when she stays at home raising her kids. One of the major reasons why young couples today choose not to have kids is that when the mother stops working to raise small kids, the income of the family halves, which is a major shock. The masculists are using the slogan, "It takes a country to raise a child." That is, it is the task of the whole population to help pay for the costs of raising the next generation. Having a maternity wage will significantly lower the stress level on the husband/father, who, without the maternity wage, would be the sole breadwinner of the family, a huge financial and existential burden for him. So the masculists want women to be both mothers and FIPs, so that the population is not wiped out, and so men can be freed from manslavery and divorce rape in the hated, that is by masculists, feminist-controlled divorce courts, which butcher the lives of one father and four. The divorce courts were taken over by the feminists in the 1970s, who brought with them their unconscious, unquestioned assumptions concerning the role of the father as a cash machine to pay for women to have babies. When the divorce comes, as it does in about half of marriages, in brackets, 60% in Russia, according to GPT-5, fathers get butchered in the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts, which are based on the fluffy model for women. So who else is there to pay for the upkeep of the fluffy ex-wife and her kids than the ex-husband? So divorcing husbands have their lives ruined by being butchered by fluffy feminist divorce court lawyers and judges, who typically give custody of the kids to the mother, give his house to her so she can raise her kids in it, give her half of his wealth and stuff, force him to make payments to his kids, whom he is allowed to see maybe twice a month on weekends, and places no moral nor legal obligations on the ex-wife slash mother to get off her fat parasitic ass and fip up, so that she's enabled by these feminist-controlled courts to remain a parasite of her ex-husband after the divorce, the way she was before the divorce, by receiving alimony from him until he dies. The fact that one father in four, millions of men every year, is thus butchered in the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system is the dominant gender political reality of our times, which generates real hatred in masculines against fluffies, with masculines aiming to wipe out such parasites by killing them slowly, by refusing to have any contact with them, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, hated, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, spat at, utterly rejected both socially and sexually. Masculines see very clearly that the fipping of women, the creation of a fip society, in brackets, in which both sexes, especially young girls, are socialized and educated to be fips so that adult women can be fips as adults and not expect fluffy style to parasite off the money and labor of a man for decades of his life, close brackets, will go a long way in liberating men from most of men's gender issues, especially man's slavery and divorce rape. With all women being fips, man's slavery disappears, so too with divorce rape, since with all women being fips, the divorce courts can be based on the principle of financial independence of both parties. That is, the divorcing mother is assumed by the courts to be a fip, so that she does not get treated as a fluffy parasite who gets sole custody of the kids, the house, alimony, and half his wealth and stuff. This is the end of part 1.